Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are some stories to start your day. Expect longer wait times at the Sudbury landfill site. There will be longer lineups than usual at the Sudbury landfill site on the Kingsway. The City of Greater Sudbury advised in a media release issued Friday that a staff shortage with the contractor will result in longer than usual wait times for the next 2 weeks. To help reduce wait times, the city will be closing the site's reuse store on both November 6 and November 13. Residents are also encouraged to check a live stream of the Sudbury landfill site available online at greatersudbury.ca/landfill-livestream before heading out. Ontario's registered nurses not pleased with Doug Ford's lack of courage on vaccine mandate. Ontario's Registered Nurses Association, RNAO, said it is deeply disappointed that Premier Doug Ford is backing off on having a COVID-19 vaccine requirement for all professional healthcare workers. In a statement released November 3, the Premier said it was a complex issue, and his decision is that a mandate could lead to staff shortages in hospitals. Ford told Toronto reporters that he would leave the decision up to individual hospitals. For the full story, click here. Laurentian president said he hopes to rebuild confidence in university, as LU reports 14% enrollment drop, with enrollments at Laurentian University down 14% this year as compared to a year ago, as the university continues to undergo court-supervised insolvency restructuring. The university's president said he hopes to rebuild confidence in the university. Robert Hache, this can be done, first and foremost, by completing the company's Creditors Arrangement Act, CCAA, process and emerging as a financially sustainable institution, with focused academic programming, that will demonstrate that there is a long-term vision and a long-term future for the university that is providing attractive programming to students. For the full story, click here. Ontario reports 636 new COVID cases Sunday, November 7. Public Health Ontario has reported 636 new COVID-19 cases in its latest report, November 7. Today's update also includes 367 new recoveries and 2 deaths in the last month. Of the new cases reported today, 325 were unvaccinated people, 15 were partially vaccinated, 248 were fully vaccinated, and 48 are listed as vaccination status unknown, missing health card information. 3,797 active cases, up from 3,530 yesterday. 93 people are currently hospitalized with COVID-19 in Ontario, down from 203 yesterday. Asterisk note. Not all hospitals report numbers on the weekend. For the full story, click here. Ontario seeking to double skilled immigrants to address labor shortage. Ontario is calling on the federal government to double the number of immigrants allowed into the province under a program aimed at boosting the skilled workforce. Labor Minister Monty McNaughton says the province is facing a significant labor shortage that has been intensified by the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. He says doubling the number of immigrants allowed under the Ontario Immigrant Nominee Program from 9,000 to 18,000 a year will help tackle that shortage. For the full story, click here. Concern related to Sharps prompts the relocation of downtown daycare. Issues surrounding the Memorial Park encampment have prompted another relocation from the area, with the YMCA deciding to close its Durham Street daycare for 60 days. The daycare's operations, which accommodates 5 toddlers and 8 preschoolers, will be shifted to the Lansdowne Early Learning Child Care Center beginning November 15. Their temporary relocation follows this week's announcement that Royal Canadian Legion branches 564 and 76 have cancelled this year's Remembrance Day ceremonies at Memorial Park. The chief concern at the Durham Street Daycare has been the discovery of Sharps, YMCA Acting Vice President of Child, Youth and Family Development Rob Grosha said. For the full story, click here. A cloudy Monday to start the week. Environment Canada reports that Monday will be primarily cloudy with fog patches that should dissipate in the morning. During the day, the Greater Sudbury region will experience a high of 13°C with the UV index 1 or low. Wind southwest 20 km per hour in the morning. In the evening it will be mainly cloudy that will clear before the morning. Temperatures will be at a low of 3°C.